Representative Fletcher. And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm gonna, I think it was Einstein, and I enjoyed the history lesson. Because those of us are trying to figure out how did we exactly get here.
I was there for all of it.
Okay, so you lived it, but this really isn't a question, but I just thought I'd read it anyway. It was, I think it was Einstein that said, we cannot solve our problems using the same thinking that we used when we created them. So what I'm tending to get a gist of is that your concern is that we put the blinders on, look for the silver bullet, and then just throw the Hail Mary pass and figure we won the game.
Absolutely. This is a huge bet, you know, that you're talking about here, 8,000 megawatts that requires, you know, huge investment, taking a huge amount of risk, and you know, it's not a diversified energy plan, you know. I think about energy. I my career was based upon energy planning, and it's similar to investing in financial assets in your own financial planning. You got to have a diversified portfolio, short and long term resources, and you know, you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. This is another example of that. There are basic problems that need to be dealt with. You know. We know that we have high energy costs and high electricity prices and an economy that's hurting. We should look at what caused the problem. Fix those problems first. And you can reduce your use of oil for home heating with using existing assets that already are operating. Natural gas fuel generation in the state only runs 40 or 50% of the time. It operates at 50% efficiency combined with heat pumps. You can save 50% of the oil that we're using today if you use that for home heating. So that's an existing asset. You don't have to make a big bet to get there.
Thank you.
I think I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I will endeavor to ask it quick and hope it occasions a brief response. But you mentioned the asset that eventually was nuclear power. My question goes back a little bit in time. When it started, it required subsidies. $200 billion, I think, is a safe estimate. National subsidy. Even though it eventually became a relatively cheap source of power, with some caveats, do you think initially it was a wise move to go down that path with the investments? I'm talking merely economics. And do we face an analogy with offshore wind?
I don't believe there. I'm not sure what the $200 million were. The only subsidy I'm aware of was a subsidy that dealt with the insurance
Price-Anderson
Act, right? And that was a subsidy. I have. Matter of fact, I printed this off. If you're interested, this is a tabulation of what the federal subsidies are in the various energy markets as of 2007.
That would be very useful.
And for example, this is from the Energy Information Administration of the DOE, and it's a laundry list. But it includes nuclear and it includes wind. This is the federal subsidies, and coal. Coal has a subsidy of $44 per megawatt hour. According to these folks, natural gas 25 cents, nuclear $1.59 per megawatt hour, wind $23.37, solar $24.34, and other renewables $2.80. So the federal subsidies are about 30 times more than nuclear as of 2007, according to the Department of Energy. So yeah, there probably were some subsidies in the early days of the nuclear industry. I don't dispute that. I don't believe they were, you know, anywhere near the magnitude we're talking about today. If we talk about subsidies in Maine right now, we're talking about for wind. We have a federal subsidy, a tax credit of over 2 cents. You have fast appreciation of the assets, which probably is worth another 1 cent per kilowatt hour. And Maine has a renewable energy portfolio standard. The bogey if you don't provide that that mix that renewable in your mix, you pay the PUC 6 cents per kilowatt hour. So there's 9 cents there in subsidies today in Maine, and that's all being paid for by the consumer, except for the federal tax credit.
Those statistics you gathered would be useful if you want to
leave
a copy. And I thank you again for your testimony.
Mr. Lee, before you leave, you mentioned that you would strongly recommend that we not pass LD 1810 in its present form. So if you could, between now and a work session, which is all too soon, right?
Next week.
If you could give us some suggestions at the work session or prior to the work session on how we could change 1810, realizing that what I think the state really needs to do is go toward a diversified energy spectrum. I mean, I'm a nuclear submariner, so I believe in nuclear power, but I understand that the federal government loan subsidies are critical for new generation nuclear. But I think the future is in part that. But anyway, just what I want you to do is to come back and tell us what you think we should do instead of this. So be part of a solution rather than...
Yeah, well, if you read the attachment to my testimony...
I'll just
tell you that I have solutions. I have a plan, a proposed solution to the energy cost.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
We will pay attention to that. Thank you again.
Yeah.